We know you wouldn't want to spend Valentine's Day with any other people than the NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. You want to do something physical that'll get you sweaty? Well, so do we. So we're going to talk about wrestling. It's the NXT After Show, and it starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It is scientifically proven that Untitled, and then in parentheses, how does it feel, by the one and only Genuine, is not only D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You're thinking of Pony.
Yes, I am. Second most. Yes, I am. Is not only one of the sexiest songs of all time, mm-hmm. but one of the sexiest videos of all time. Mm-hmm. Now, little do all of you folks know at home that we get
We're looking at it,
watching D'Angelo. And even, you know, even Steve, whenever you do
every inch of this video.
Steve, whenever you decide to fade out the music, which don't do it right now.
Keep the video going.
You did go heavy on the baby oil.
It's getting good.
Well, I mean, is it oil or is it?
No. Move it back up.
Welcome to tonight's
Dewey Mist.
Welcome to Quiet Storm.
Oh, and thank you for the mood lighting. We appreciate it. We were going to ask for it, but you did it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the sexiest episode of AfterBuzz TV's NXT After Show of the year. We are the NXT team. I'm one of your hosts, the internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica, joined by the be-wristed hobo.
Yeah. This is from a lonely Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Working a little bit too hard. Where do the folks find you on Twitter?
At True Hobo.
And on Instagram Live, being sad. You can find me being sad on Instagram.
It's not sad. Self-love is not a sad thing, listeners. I hope that you're wearing something comfortable right now.
Or nothing at all, if that's the most comfortable.
Light a couple of candles and listen to the sultry sound of my voice.
Speaking of sultry voices, hey, Bill Hanstock.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Doing good?
I'm doing okay.
Doing pretty sexy?
You know what's really sexy?
tell us, Mr. Governor.
When you get home,
yeah.
And you turn the lights down real low, then you strip down to your all together, and you get with your special loved one, be it a man or a woman, it's not my place to judge. But you get down in the bed together, or the bearskin rug, or whatever you have.
Clearly.
Just a pile of feather boas, maybe. But you strip down, you get the lights low, light some candles, maybe some scented sensual oils.
Yeah.
And then you lean in real close. You get right in their ear. And you tell them all about the false flags and the conspiracy theories about the lizard men that are running the government.
And you should know, Mr. Governor. You help.
Then you have really rough, quick sex.
That's how you do it in Minnesota.
Make it as awkward as possible. Just mash it in there.
Sharkasaur chat saying you strip down, then you get in the mud so the predator's thermal vision won't detect you.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? When it comes to Valentine's Day, I ain't got time to breed.
Ooh, man. I just want to do this
stuff
for an
will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus, just like me.
We've got a new person in chat, Slanderous Mambo. First of all, I love your name. Second of all, welcome.
A little bit of libel in my life.
So this is the NXT After Show, where we mostly mess around and barely talk about WWE's NXT. This week, though...
Talk about what?
WWE's NXT.
No, I'm not familiar.
We are like the most qualified people to talk about wrestling, and it's just about the last thing we want to talk about.
Because, when we hang out and we watch the show live on the WWE Network, as we do before every show... we don't get pre-tapes or anything. We're not under the thumb of the WWE or not paid.
But they do pay us handsomely.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say we're not paid publicly.
No, publicly.
By the WWE.
Very privately.
Yeah. It's all under the table.
Our bank accounts are flush.
If by that you mean red, then yes.
Red's good, right?
Yes, red's good. You're scared of the red.
Scared of the red.
Scared of the red. It's the red scare. Let's talk about... Oh, man. Wrap it up. It's a governor's guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's William Drake's...
Go in bareback, it's fine. STDs were made up by the government, as was contraception.
I love any time the governor visits our fair podcast.
You know what? The only true contraception is using your mind. Because those who are weak of mind will get pregnant.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Now, let me tell you about the harp device.
All right, we'll come back to the harp device. William Drake and Chad is celebrating for his birthday. Sorry.
Hey,
thank you for spending your time with us. We wish you could do something better, but it's us.
Hey, a very special happy the birthday Ventura to you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, let's talk.
Straight from the depths of hell.
No, we'll get to him. No, JR.
Not yet, sir.
Don't worry. We got a whole talk about old Scratch coming up. Mm. But first, let's talk about Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong, which is one of the heaviest hitting matches that we've seen on NXT TV. A lot of fast strikes.
Just meat on meat. A lot of sweat. Pouring off of bodies. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a
proto Valentine's Day match.
For real, this was as good as it got.
How does it feel?
It felt hurt. It felt painful.
It felt right.
Yeah, though it did feel right. It felt like Roderick Strong was having his arm dissected from his body by the educated stylings of Pete Dunne, who, through British strong style, understands how to execute terrible, terrible maneuvers, joint damaging maneuvers on a human body, and then punch you in the face.
I think Pete Dunne sensed the immediate danger that Roderick Strong presented by going after the arms specifically, and not just doing the regular stomp in the ring, but going to the outside. He attempted to do it against the stairs, but he immediately raised his game in the amount of damage that he had to do because he knew that he had to take Roderick out.
Roderick, I mean, his style really revolves around power and the backbreaker, and being able to utilize that in such a fashion as to really deteriorate the power of his opponents. And Pete Dunne understands that once you take away one of the digits of Roderick Strong, he's really not able to hook the backbreaker with efficiency. And you saw it time and time again. Roderick Strong would attempt to catch Pete Dunne at a backbreaker, and that left arm would just fail on him, and he'd have to drop him. He didn't necessarily have a choice in the matter. It was the damage that had been inflicted completely took him off his game. Yeah. Though he was able to find a way around and find a way through that pain, it was the absolute story of the match. Was Pete Dunne just picking it apart and finding ways to maneuver himself to manipulate that joint even further?
And he did. Despite Roderick Strong getting off a lot of the heaviest backbreakers of his NXT tenure, this match in particular, we've seen him perform at top levels for the NXT Championship or in any situation. In that ring, he is a mastermind. He just happened to be against another one. And I think I could say without a shadow of a doubt that this is one of the best performances of his WWE career.
Yeah, it was funny. I don't think I've seen him care as much. I mean, he fought for the NXT Championship in a situation that would bring the best out of most men. But still, it was this performance tonight, I think, was absolutely his best. I think when it's just another day at the office, Roderick Strong is actually his best. Mm-hmm. But if you get into the sort of melodrama of family, it takes away from his actual abilities. In-ring, can't touch him. Fire, fury, he can bring it. Heavy strikes and backbreakers and slams, he's got it all. But once you get the melodrama and having to hand him a microphone and try and make him appealing in that way, it just doesn't serve to make him look the best that he can be. In this setting, one-on-one, man-on-man, there's nobody better than Roderick Strong. He is a top contender, has been and will be in the future in what we now know will be 205 Live.
Well, he's still going in the competition for to the WrestleMania match to crown a new Cruiserweight champion. How far he goes, we don't know. Will he have his first WrestleMania appearance this year? I think he's a strong contender, but we still haven't even seen all of the matches, and yet
he got through Hideo Itami. Yep. And if you can get through Hideo Itami, pretty much it's going to be uphill. Hideo Itami is as hard as it gets, and once you get past him, it's an easier ride, I would have to say. Hideo Itami's no slouch.
I mean,
absolutely as dangerous as they come with his abilities, striking, truly, truly dangerous.
Hey, Bill. What do you think of this match? We've been talking a lot.
It was real good.
Thank you. Anyway, moving
on. The Bruiserweight versus the Strongerman.
Strong. Mr. Strong?
Yes.
I presume. Oh, wait, that's your name.
See you there.
See you soon.
See ya.
And we didn't get any of that.
Hey, Rude. See you in court.
Strong? Better said than done. Pete Dunne.
I guess we did miss him on the mic tonight. Is that what this is? We really
a little bit. If it would have been,
this was a great match, and you know, the UK division, whenever they get a chance, always kill it. Just like always, crush it, like without delay. And the real question is, who in the heck beats Pete Dunne for this title?
Yes.
Because, I mean, I could see him holding it for like a year and then like Bate having to work his way back up from rock bottom, which is where he definitely is right now. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I could see like Dunne holding it for over a year and then Bate finally being the one to take it back from him because, you know, these two are such good rivals and had a match of the year together and then another match of the year together. And it just... You know, they seem like the sort of Zane Owens, like, eternal rivals sort of thing. But now that the UK division isn't just these UK guys, like, really, it's wide open as to who... It's basically the Intercontinental Championship of NXT. It's the secondary title of the brand.
Yeah, interesting to include that.
I don't necessarily believe that's the right way to go. I like only British guys competing for the UK title, but why can't we open it up? Because there are so many people in 205, a lot of British guys in 205 that could vie for this title. A lot of guys on the main roster could potentially vie for this title. Like, I think we need to open it up as a whole. I really miss... The days where we used to have main roster talent come down occasionally and do a showcase. I really like that, and I think the UK title is probably the best way to showcase guys from main roster down in NXT who could vie for that title.
Yeah, and I think right now the idea of a secondary title, the UK Championship, until they have a home... I think the UK Championship is just a secondary title. No offense to any of the people that have held the title, that currently hold the title, that vie for that championship. But until it has a place to establish itself and establish a hierarchy, while it does jump around to Raw, to 205, to SmackDown, to NXT, it's still just a secondary title.
Yeah, but the problem is...
United Kingdom... heavyweight championship for this particular division, especially if, Johnny Gargano can go for it. Yeah, sure, Roderick Strong could go for
it. They just started doing that, though, and it's been such a closed-off division because it was set up to be a closed-off division.
And all the people that aren't in the UK division that got title shots earned them, had to earn them through via extracurricular means.
Yeah. Like softball or
no, like yes,
tetherball.
Yeah, home ec.
The WWE Tetherball Championship.
Hey, Pete Dunne, I baked a cake.
So there's a restaurant.
Tastes like garbage, Mike.
That's it.
I made it with backbreakers.
Hey, remember last week when...
just keeps dropping the pan. Bag of flour.
But not even just dropping it, but doing a full, like, on his back, on it over the knees. So that match was phenomenal. Excited to see where the UK Championship goes. Actually, I'm going to bring it up.
Did you guys make some guesses about who finally beats Pete Dunne?
It's tough to say. I mean, Drew McIntyre... Yeah, Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross is a valid contender.
Drew McIntyre could vie for it. Killian Dane could vie for it. I mean, there's a lot of guys who could potentially put their weight behind this belt.
You said Killian Dane. How dare you?
No, I'm just saying that the guys who have held the belt thus far, smaller in size, weight and stature both. Mm-hmm. So if you could get a heavyweight guy holding the UK title.
No.
Asa! Yeah, he's got a British accent, isn't it? Asa. It's a British accent.
Wolfgang, the folks in chat are saying Wolfgang, Trent Seven, Danny Burch.
Burch, yeah.
I think I would love to see Danny Burch in a UK title match. I'd love to see
Oni in a UK title match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rad.
Dunn versus Lorcan.
Dunn versus
both
Lorcan.
Of them. Yeah. Yeah. Twin magic.
We're going to mash them together. Station style?
No, this is fusion. Huh.
Well, wait. What was
here, throw on the earring on your right ear.
Oh my god, I just realized that the Oni and Tui, if you stationed them, would just be Lars Sullivan.
You never see him in the same place twice. Yeah. It could be like the hour fusion from Dragon Ball Z.
Well, except
Z,
for
like,
when Lars dance. Destroyed them both.
Yeah, no, it's not
oh, yeah.
That was a trick of the mind.
That long feud that
that was actually
had.
An internal battle that was happening.
Yeah, they just put cameras into Lars.
Yeah.
Kakarot!
It happened in another dimension.
Totally.
But speaking...
Another dimension.
Another dimension.
How do you think it... How would you react if... and we're going to... Okay, let's skip. I don't want to skip. I want to get through it. But putting a pin in the UK Championship. Next week, we're getting title versus career of Almas versus Johnny Gargano. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's just soon?
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll definitely shape the rest of WrestleMania season.
Title versus NXT career.
That's true.
Because Almas wasn't Zelina wasn't like, if I want your Almas contract. Loses... You don't get to work anywhere ever.
Just this almost feels like Johnny Gargano is like setting a heavy pace, driving towards a cliff, and he's just laying the hammer down. Just I see that cliff and I'm going for it. I don't even care.
I could make it.
There's gold on the other side or tragedy. I don't even care.
This has really never had to come up in the modern era, but do you guys think loser leaves town matches are like legally enforceable? It's just being fired, right? You've just been fired. Like, there's no, like...
It depends on the amount of time
like, if
that
you
must leave town.
No, if you went to court and you're like, yeah, this guy held me down for 3 seconds and now I can't go back there.
Honestly, yeah, it would be enforceable because it would be the city limits and you'd have to stay outside of the city limits for whatever
to happen is... If you lose the match, then the winner files a restraining order against you.
More or less, but it would be a little bit wider than, say, 500 feet.
Sure.
It would be the...
Well, a ring's not 500 feet, dude. Come on.
Well, no, I
mean,
but that's...
You're wrestling
that's a restraining order. It's about ring. 500
the,
feet.
The railroad ring?
I should know.
The stockyard ring?
Yeah.
Stockyard pro wrestling. Your old SP, your
we
SPW
can make
days.
That happen.
Your old SPW days.
Yeah, we can make that happen again.
Man, I don't know what to expect other than a dynamite match between these two. It will 100% shape what we think might happen by the time NXT TakeOver New Orleans runs around.
I'm gonna shape it.
Speaking of being
like
shaped by somebody, we find out through... with
this is the Valentine's Day edition.
Grab someone close to you.
Looking forward to that GIF.
Just like Sean's really adorable one today, where he was like, "Oh man, that was really good." Speaking of really good, next week we're getting Velveteen Dream versus No Way Jose, the Fiesta versus the Experience. But after this, like, yeah, whatever. No Way Jose. Tyler Bates, a little shorty idiot, though. What? Where did that come from?
I'm just calling him his child.
Tyler Bate talking about me. He's 5 foot nothing.
Now, make a hole.
Yeah.
Make a hole.
Okay.
See, if I say that in public, I'm getting arrested.
And that's why you're not allowed around a couple
All
of
I
schools
know is
in the area.
If I was sitting next to Velveteen Dream and he said, make a hole, I would make a hole.
When Velveteen Dream asks you to make a hole, you do it.
Say how high.
That is why you keep Vaseline how wide. In your pocket at all times.
Is that Vaseline in your pocket, or are you just making a hole?
Both.
I really hope that was patched terrific. In.
That hard drive is almost full.
Ooh.
Oh, that's uh-oh. Real close.
Or is it the opposite? Or is
guys,
it?
I'm making a hole.
Keeps
he's making a
hole. Keeps pushing my love close to the borderline.
Steve's making a hole, everybody, and you won't get to see it because we don't have cameras in the booth anymore. But
don't
Google
Goatsy.
Don't or do. You know what I
don't.
Can, you know what I could go for with the safe search off? A nice blue waffle. Anyway,
Valentine's Day. So
hey, anyone going to that lemon party later?
Oh yeah,
I heard about it.
Actually. So I'm a part of a semi-pro Overwatch team, the Los Angeles Lemons, mm-hmm. and a couple weeks ago we got together.
Lemon party.
We got together at a bar, watched pro Overwatch. We collected our fans, the Sour Patch, and we had a lemon party. It was really nice.
Why wasn't I invited?
You were invited.
Sounds like some real nerd shit.
And explicit. But I know we get one.
S word.
Yeah, and we get one.
Say the S, but not the Fs or the MFs.
MFs.
Or the other C.
The cancellation meter's off the charts. Oh, that's right. Somebody mentioned there were a couple of weeks where we actually didn't get canceled. One due to the positivity of Kevin Gill.
Yes, yeah.
And the others were the weeks I wasn't here.
Yes. When we were doing the double day. Man, talking about two things every week, that'd be weird. Anyway, so time to take the pin out of the conversation. Alistair Black comes out and talks about that he has a devil on his back, and that devil is the NXT Championship. What if
well,
he said...
Well, tell you what, folks.
Go ahead, JR, tell us something.
I think he's talking about being possessed by the power of Satan. Now, that compels you to do what thou wilt, which is the whole of the law, but it's not explicitly something evil. It's merely the worship of nature.
That's what Crowley would say, but I don't know if I 100% agree.
It is the sole tenet of the Church of Satan.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it is, but is that
now
necessarily bad?
You can take it upon yourself to worship Old Scratch and sacrifice and things of that nature, but truly, Aleister Crowley set out for Satanism to be closer to Wicca.
Yeah, no, he used a lot of symbolisms. Mm-hmm. It's related to the Wicca, mm-hmm. Pyramids and such.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lot like, you know, an evil...
Are you going to start talking about Baphomet?
I my grandmother had a walk-in Baphomet.
And that's how we end that bit.
And then you can take that bit to the blood bank. Pepsi Fan 24.
Thank you for joining us on this delightfully ghoulish Valentine's Day.
Shut up, Jody. Pepsi Fan 24 says he literally has Satan tattooed on his back.
He did that.
Yeah,
but really.
He was talking about the devil on his back. He's like, oh, it's his sweet ink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's that was a little too. You mean? Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
I have a devil on my back. We know you like tattoos.
I have a devil on my back, and the devil on my back is the one I want to be around my waist. And I'm talking about the NXT Championship. Whew, my arms are so tired from stretching.
So imagine this promo, this stare down between Killian Dane and Aleister Black.
I don't have to imagine
about
it.
The devil.
Oh,
being. Mm. About the United Kingdom Championship.
Right.
Instead of the NXT Championship.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. Anyway, move it on.
No.
I mean, great, but, come on. These guys need to be feuding over the NXT Championship, mm-hmm. and they are, so hey, good for us.
Just because there's kind of a void, a vacuum, but honestly, that would be, I think it would really raise up the UK Championship.
I think what would have been amazing is if, like while they're having their stare down, they're like, Andrade Almas and Zelina Vega like just walk by in the background, and Almas is like, "Who are these guys?"
I'm like, "Oh crap!"
Because Aleister Black's just talking, like theoretically, like the thing that's driving me is the NXT Championship, and I need to get that NXT Championship. And then Killian Dane comes out and he's like, "Oh, you won't be having any championship until you get through me."
I'm like, warning you,
and like. William Regal's not involved at all. Neither of them have, like, interacted with Andrade Almas in any way.
Well, they were both involved in the Fatal 4-Way number one contendership match, and that's the last we heard of it.
Oh, lost that guy.
Yeah, they did. They lost it hard.
You know who else is involved in that Fatal 4-Way?
Who?
The Freak.
Yeah, where's our Freaky Diggy? It's Valentine's Day. I want to get freaky.
Well, he's shown up again. Back on live events. So I think he's on the next set of tapings. We'll probably see him.
Mr. Black, you won't be laughing about the devil when I get through with ye.
It's actually not bad. Thanks. It's not terrible. I've heard way worse.
Yeah. But this is the first
from
time
me.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
I don't know if we should keep old serial hawker Killian Dane.
They're always after me naked charms.
My naked buttocks.
Oh, there go me pants. I've lost them.
Irish nudist.
That's me dingo.
You sound like a character on Intergalactic Cable.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. But I think this
is... Have you met me newest member of Sanity, Gazorpazorp Field? Yeah, it's Mondays!
I think this is the first time we've heard Killian Dane speak on NXT television.
Yeah, for sure.
And boy, was it... It unsettles you.
He's Irish.
Not that part.
Extremely Irish.
He's very Irish, but he's got a little bit of that shrillness in it. It's surprisingly how high-pitched
it is. He's
reined
it in.
He's been doing work. He's been doing speech work.
He's been doing throat thrusts.
So the thing about wrestling is you can't be a normal person. Uh-huh. You can't just be normal and just go out there and sound normal.
Can't just
it
be like,
comes off bad.
Sup guys, I'm Ryan. Like to challenge for the title or whatever.
Hey, what's up? I'm Killian Dane. I'm auditioning for the real world.
Yeah.
Saw dude.
I like
pineapple on my pizza. I know that's a little
gross. Get out, you're fired, you're cut.
Oh man.
Like, this would have been a great time for Killian Dane to do a hawk or animal impression.
I thought huck him. Like just pick him up and huck him into the stage.
But
Legion of Doom huck.
Just start yelling. Just get loud and be more intimidating vocally.
But on the flip side of that, every other member of Sanity does that. So this sort of sets him apart, that he sort of sounds like this. Because Alexander Wolfe is, like, crazy, and Eric Young is like, bah! And, like, Nikki Cross can't even make words most of the time.
Yeah. So he's like the Mike Tyson of Sanity?
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat your children.
I have a tiger in my room. Killian Dane Mithrive.
You're right.
Killian Dane's going to embarrass you.
Can we get a bizarro Scooby-Doo with sanity-solving mysteries that are, like, legitimately paranormal? Like, you think it's some dude in a suit, but it's actually some dude in a
some demon? Like that.
All we have to do is get Sanity to be called up to the main roster and buddy up with the Ascension and Breezango. Solving crimes.
Sanity. In dinosaur times.
Solving crimes.
Oh. Why can't we just get what we want sometimes?
Seriously.
When do we have
to? Really quickly, before it goes away, PepsiFan24 asks, out of all of the Irish superstars, who has the best and worst accent?
Well, they all sound Irish.
Yeah, but...
Becky Lynch has
who
the
is
best.
Your, rather, who is your favorite and who is your least favorite?
Becky Lynch has my favorite accent from the Irish contingent. And Finn Balor has my least favorite just because of... He's like, I'm going to be...
Still pretty quiet.
Don't make me get the demon on you.
I'm going to get the demon.
Oh, here he comes. He's getting so angry. You better be careful when the Demon King comes. Now that I've got me Balor Club.
We've got a clip to send to somebody.
Despite how it sounded, that's not how I meant it.
I respect him 100%. Anyway,
even though he's got the veins running down underneath his bikini line.
The bikini line veins.
Yes. The swimsuit area.
It's Valentine's Day.
I always like Finley's.
I saw speaking of D'Angelo, I saw someone refer to
we should have just done picture-in-picture of D'Angelo the entire show.
Skeet running it in a loop.
Did you say Skeet?
Skeet.
Okay.
Yeah. Aw, Skeet, Skeet.
Skeet running it in a loop.
Skeet running it in a loop. Skeet running in a loop.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember. Irish, UK title. I think we just got done with.
So we're done with Alistair and Killian Dane. That match is going to be crazy.
Yeah, it should be.
If you don't stop talking about Sister Abigail.
Sister Abigail.
You don't stop talking all this mess about Sister Abigail. I'm going to have to get me mates.
You know how sometimes there are weeks where
then we'll have to get the demon and war.
You know there are sometimes shows where people tune in randomly?
Yep.
I hope this isn't one of them.
Just coming in mid show going, what the hell is happening? Why are they talking over each other? Who is that gibber in the background?
Whenever it comes down the ramp, they talk. It just sounds like doo 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 ta ta la ta 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 la ta.
For a second, I thought you were doing Apollo Crews. You were
that
good.
Is,
okay,
that
okay.
Is. All right. But it's on a fife.
You weren't paying me any mind, but I was talking about having to get me mate Apollo
Hey,
Crews.
You know who else wasn't paying any mind?
Yes.
John Schuyler and Andrew Duckworth. Man, did they get the absolute crap beat out of them by TF61. And we're not just not talking about the match.
Yeah. No, John Schuyler was lost. I'm not even sure he knew what city he was in, let alone whose ring he was in.
And that duck is worth next to nothing, I'll tell you
he
what.
He was all over the
floor.
Duckworth
was doing... Okay, compared to how Jesus. John Schuyler was doing...
Duckworth
was
like a million bucks.
He's like, please tag me in. Please tag me in.
For God's sake.
Please tag me in. I remember what you're supposed to be doing. Please tag me in.
The only real explanation for what happened to this match is like when they were showing TM61 right before the bell rang, off camera, someone whacked John Schuyler in the head with a lead pipe, and he was just out on his feet for the whole rest of the match.
No, what it was... What it was is they were like stretching in the corner, like being like, yeah, we're kind of a team. And he went, Duckworth went to pat him, like do a big pat on the back, like, go get him.
You got him.
Just as Skylar was like bending down and whopped him across the head. And he just kind of started stumbled and like went to hit him and like kind of fell into him. Oh boy!
There's a whole lot of background to this match that we would love to
listen. We're paid for a reason.
Try to have constructive criticism.
Yes, we do.
We try not to be too down on anybody. But John Schuyler sort of stunk up the joint. And by the end of the match, TM61 was visibly furious.
They were very mad.
Hey, you pissed off Nick. If you piss off Nick, you are having a bad day.
Pissed off the new girl's Nick Miller.
Right. Boy, that's... Whoa.
Most likable guy on television.
Sorry, to go back really quickly. Sharkasaur wins with the comment, Finn Balor is a sentient fife.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
A veiny, sentient fife.
Just so many abs. The abs are the finger holes.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day.
Jesus Christ. You know what?
It's Valentine's Day here.
This is the thing about Finn Balor living fife. Is living even when you try not to make it sexual about him, it just becomes sexual.
How did, like,
when it leaves your mouth?
It was
when Finn Balor finally leaves
your mouth, it becomes sexual. Yeah. And I can't help but think back to Velveteen Dream. Make a hole. But how is it? I remember after, I think, was it SummerSlam? Where we spent X-Pac talking about it and this show talking about it?
Yeah.
Just like, hey, did you see Finn Balor's tights?
He was wearing, it was the gray.
The light blue or the gray.
Trunks,
yeah.
Man. Just like, wow, look at all that.
Wow.
Ooh, man. There it is.
Well,
sure.
We're still on topic. Finn Balor, former NXT champion.
Yeah.
Doing great for himself.
Former two-time...
Once.
Nope,
former
no,
former one-time.
He was a winner.
Shinsuke and Samoa Joe,
the
two.
They switch back and forth. The recent recipient of Ride Along Participant, Finn Balor.
Yeah, they did the club ride.
Yeah, he and the club, and then Elias was like on his way to record something at the studio. Yeah. Anyway,
he's putting out an album.
Yes, he is.
Wait, for real?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Supposedly it's real. Coming soon to iTunes. Anyway, you know what else is coming soon to iTunes? Not us. Anyway, let's talk about the main event, because speaking of hard hitting, I was stuck in Irish. Hard hitting match. Somehow it's been made better by making it Irish.
I think that's everything.
I can't wait to see Apollo Crews come out for the St. Patrick's Day show in a very ill-fitting, tight green suit. Anyway, like he does the worldwide thing and it just rips everything. It's not a duck. You know what wasn't a duck? This match. Duckworth, he was, though. Oh, yeah. So they got dead. Anyway. Moving on to the main event. Good Lord. Shayna Baszler versus Ember Moon for the NXT Women's Championship. Mm-hmm. I personally didn't think that this was going to happen this soon, especially mm-hmm. after Shayna's...
And it didn't.
Well, it did. It happened. But, I mean...
It happened, but did it really happen?
I mean, Shayna was not... She was getting disqualified. Mm-hmm. She ended up, I think she ended up winning this match.
She tried to rip her arm off and beat her with it.
Right, but that didn't even get the disqualification. It was the run-in by Kairi Sane that actually drew the disqualification of Ember Moon. So, what the hell?
If you ripped an opponent's arm off and started hitting them with it, do you think the referee would give you the 5 count to get you to stop beating them with
their arm? Hey, come on, stop it!
I'll let you know tomorrow at Wrestling Pro Wrestling. It's the only place I can say...
Whose arm are you ripping off tomorrow?
It's the Midnight Turkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
From what I'm told.
It's well-basted.
I love a wing. I love a leg. Love a breast.
Or does it become a
thigh? Happy Valentine's Day.
Does it become a cross-faced turkey wing at that point?
Yes. Okay. I guess so.
I'm really excited. Sharkasaur, that Finn comment about we're not going to go back to Finn Balor, but
we do something bad.
Sharkasaur, I will say this: Finn is terrible at being intentionally sexual. It's all over his IG and Twitter. He stinks on ice. But when he doesn't try. He's got his body just made of sin.
He's so awkward.
And then also, noted Irish wrestler Apollo O'Cruz.
O'Cruz,
and
yes.
Titus O'Neil.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excited for those.
Big St. Patrick's Day celebrators.
Celebrators. Or is like a combination of entrepreneurs and celebrators. Celebrators,
T-E-U-R-F. See, they go out of their way to celebrate things that they shouldn't be celebrating. They just...
Like losses.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They love that. Mm-hmm. And Dana Brooke.
That's...
Yeah.
I really like what Dana's doing right now. I think it's good.
Yeah. It's good.
Who the hell is that? Oh, she does our numbers. What? Yeah, she does our numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That's great. Man, Shayna Baszler versus Ember Moon. I didn't think that Ember was going to be bringing as much fire as she did, but ultimately it led to her downfall. Really hard strikes, a lot of big kicks because, you know, you don't want to hurt the arm too much, but she was still using the other non-dominant arm for forearms in a couple of places. But those
right
kicks...
Or left arm. I think it's her left arm that was taped up and was...
Okay, so it was her dominant arm?
Evening, yeah.
But she sets up for the eclipse early on. Baszler rolls out. Moon dives and crashes both her and Baszler.
I mean, Baszler got the worst of the dive. But if it weren't for the fact that Ember's shoulder was already injured, she would have been okay. Mm-hmm. But because she was already injured, she really just she damaged that even more, and that ended up being the linchpin that turned this whole match. Into Baszler's favor. And really, once Baszler got tired of trying to win and trying to beat her, she just wanted to tear her.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. They Shayna ends up taking her back outside and using the barricade to stretch the arm even further.
They don't usually have this style of barricade, the metal barricade.
No, it's just the flat.
Right. They have the old schools here, and that spelled doom for Ember Moon. Mm-hmm. Baszler just doesn't want to play. And she kept trying to break Ember and break her, but Ember kept coming back and almost pinning her, which is exactly how Baszler lost in the first place. She just finally hit enough. Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't necessarily care about winning right now. I just want to hurt you.
They were both ready. They both learned from the takeover match, whereas Baszler, I think, was ready to counter any and all roll-ups, and she was scrambling after that.
Yeah.
But
she just gets too comfortable. Baszler gets too comfortable in what she's doing and sort of loses sight of, oh, yeah, I can get pinned. Because you never have to worry about that at MMA. In MMA, it's like, I'm on my back, nothing bad's going to happen. Yeah. But in wrestling, if you're sometimes on your back, it's over. You're done.
What was that, Bill?
Sometimes pretty bad things happen when you're on your back in MMA.
But if you're just...
It's the Valentine's Day episode.
Like, usually, if you're defending on your back in MMA...
About you, perv. Yes. No, I'm with you.
But, in wrestling, you can get pinned, and that's the end of the match. You don't have to beat an opponent to unconsciousness. Mm. It's just a matter of keeping the shoulders down. It certainly does. Yeah. It really does. It
goes a long way.
Yeah.
What were you thinking about this match, Bill?
I thought it was great and violent. And I think it's basically...
Well, violence on the episode.
It's basically what their match at Philadelphia should have been. Just Shayna ruining Ember Moon's entire life and livelihood.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's disappointing that there's not a finish, but it's good that there's not a finish because Ember Moon still hasn't proven that she really has a solution for the Shayna Baszler problem. She, as you said, she took advantage of her inexpertise, but she certainly didn't beat Shayna. She defeated her.
She won.
But she did beat her.
Well, no, she beat her. She didn't defeat her.
That.
It's kind of, I don't know.
And this rivalry still has legs.
Where I'm sitting, when you beat somebody, you beat somebody. But Shayna Baszler is the type of opponent that doesn't necessarily adhere to the rule of law. Even in how she got this spot, she didn't adhere to any sort of...
Even when you can beat Shayna Baszler, she beats back.
Right, yeah. I don't necessarily know. It's really interesting to see Kairi Sane just suddenly insert herself into this whole thing.
Well, I think it follows along what Ember Moon was doing as Shayna was starting to pick apart the NXT Women's roster. There's just more people are going to stand up against Shayna's bullying.
Yeah.
And while in the middle of a, I think she knew exactly what she was doing by attacking Shayna during the match. Because stopped it immediately, get some separation between her and Ember.
I'm really surprised the ref didn't stop this match.
Well, he did.
When it got to the barricade. While
we were watching it, you had mentioned this is really close to a disqualification. That
and then
plus,
she shoved the referee.
Plus shoving the referee. I was like, he should call
it. Like, that's it. You're done. You're done. You completely... disqualifying yourself from actually competing for a title by ignoring countouts, using outside weapons. In this case, a barricade qualifies as a weapon. Depends on how you use it. Mm-hmm. And then shoving a referee. You never put your hands on a referee, ever, especially in a title match.
Agreed.
Unless it's one of those hands-on referee competitions.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where they get you.
In the truck.
Give me your legs.
Can I get a give me your leg spam in chat? Thank you. Marie brings up, Kairi did get choked out by Shayna, so this was payback. Also, we're getting a little bit of a rematch from the finals of the Mayan Classic.
And Kairi did win that, I think.
Yes, she did.
Kairi's actually got the better track record for being an enforcer for Shayna Baszler. I mean, no one else can show up and say, I already beat you, sit your ass down. So I think that makes it more of a serious thing to me.
Again, you know, to go back to the Dragon Ball thing, like Shayna Baszler is definitely like the Kid Buu, Majin Buu, Frieza Cell sort of thing where it's like, oh, we beat her. Oh, God. Oh God.
Why did we do that?
Terrible
mistake.
She's 10 times stronger now. Okay,
well,
great.
Now you pissed her off.
Now it's going to be another 65 episodes before we can...
These bullets better be silver if she ain't going down.
Yep.
That was NXT for this week. But we do have one quick moment to talk about some news. AfterBuzz TV News. Thanks, Steve. I don't know what you're doing on the other side, but I appreciate you. So, two things. One, our old buddy, Mr. Murphy.
Buddy Murphy.
He's going to be making his 205 Live debut next week.
Muddy Murphy.
Muddy Murphy.
Formerly of Burflexa.
Yes.
Burf.
Was that Burflexa?
Burflexa.
Banff.
Yeah, but
Murflexa?
No, it was something. I think it was Blurflexa. Because it was Blurflexa? Because we called them Blurfy. And then when Alexa joined, it was Blurflexa. That's right.
Consult your physician if you're Blurflexa.
Yeah, and speaking of Blurflexa, happy Valentine's Day. Hope you're using Blurflexa.
So, really cool video package. He popped him on 205 Live. Very cool video package. A little mini story of him cutting weight to get under 205 for the first time in his career. And I don't know if you guys caught,
it's a weird thing to do in professional wrestling. You mean I have to lose weight?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Lose weight and not mass.
That's very strange. What?
I don't know if you guys caught, but during all of the Blake and Murphy footage, the foul footage, him talking about being a former tag team champion and everything, very specific care taken to not have a single shot that included Alexa.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good smart editing.
Probably because they don't want to remind people that there was a period of time where Alexa was just hanging out with Blake and Murphy and not really a force in the women's division since she's been such a dominant champion up in the main roster. But at this, really? but also to sort of help tell Buddy Murphy's story of like, this used to be my story and not my story with Alexa because I'm with Alexa in real life because I've been on Total Divas.
Because like, arguably, right, so Blake and Murphy were amazing tag team champions. They were great talent while they were the tag team champions. And then when
didn't have a single shirt.
Alexa, no, they didn't. And when Alexa joined the ranks, everybody went, Alexa's great.
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard to make dubstep into a shirt. They try.
Yeah.
Like
you're not allowed to have robots masturbating on shirts in
like,
WWE.
Well, you can't have like someone.
That's why you can go to NXT.Spreadshirt.com.
It's hard to have someone reading your shirt and they're like, I don't. And you're like, wait for the drop.
Is that what the shirt? That's what the shirt should say is just wait for the drop.
No.
I don't know. Fine. I'm not funny today. Fine.
Anyway, there is also another rumor. So we're excited for Buddy Murphy to be making his 205 Live debut. Whether he stays on 205 Live, I hope, just for his sake, because he's not doing anything in NXT.
I mean, this is literally the biggest thing that's happened to his career in over a year.
More than him.
Just existing is that's all.
And we're done with news. But so he's up against Arya Daivari next week, which is said to be a pretty good match.
It should be. Yeah.
Said to be.
So it's set to be.
Set to be.
So friend of the, will you biscuit? He's just messing with us. So we got a little bit of news from Ryan Satin. Friend of the show, Ryan Satin on Pro Wrestling Sheet, noted that there has apparently been talk of adding Leo Rush to the 205 Live Championship
and then there were other reports saying that Buddy Murphy has taken Leo Rush's place.
You color me skeptical. I just don't think that's going to happen right now. Thank you. Yeah.
Is skeptical purple?
Yep. Today it is. We'll
color you purple.
Purptical.
There was also a bunch of there was a tryout this week.
Yep. Last weekend. Oh, should have written a list down.
No, anyway, we have the list.
You actually have it? Good. Well, yeah,
on uprocks.com.
So go to uprocks.com and check out the list.
Is Cooter on it?
Cooter is
on it. I didn't see a mention of Cooter. Cooter is a wrestler who was there, who I know from the East Coast,
so
who was not mentioned.
I wonder why he wasn't mentioned. Happy Valentine's Day.
As far as I know, Cooter, that's his damn name.
Happy Valentine's Day, Cooter, and to all of the Cooters out there.
My friend,
there couldn't be a cuter Cooter.
My friend Cooter Skeeter Mudflap.
Oh, man.
Austin Theory, Matt Van Buren, Kelly Don Farmer, Stacey Irvin Jr. It's like a song. Stacey Irvin Jr. Kalik Elliott.
Full head of hair.
Susan Cashdollar, Monique Jacqueline Williams Jenkins, who is one of Booker T's kids, David Vieru, Juan the Kraken Adams, an MMA guy, in case you can tell from the name, Brianna Ray Sperry, Tal Baron, Derek Caveman Memon, another MMA fighter, Dominic the Dominator Bullinger.
They all want to be wrestlers anyway, don't they?
Elias Evan Markopoulos, Nicolette Burton, Amanda Roller. It was like 38 people. Evan Cloyd, who you might know as Jarek120.
Yep.
Cody Crossland, who you might know as Bitman. Aline Elkin, Laszlo Fogarisi, Ryan Greenis, Summer Hillard, Kevin Kizar, Maria Nicole Spiro, Rob Kimball, Hyowan Roscoe, Lee Hyung Tom, Michael Lilly, Dylan Bostick, another CWFH guy you might know as part of Pack 3.
Dylan Bostick.
Dylan Bostick.
That's it, baby.
Aaron Mochbitz, Rebecca McMonagall, Brittany Quintana, Dallas Rogan, Alexia, Nicole Romano, Daniel Sykes, Nicholas Barnes, Nathaniel Wright, and Brian Balch.
Yeah.
And I'm at 2%.
So we're looking forward to any and all of them being taken. No.
A lot of them are under 205. So keep that in mind. It looks like they're trying to spread that.
Should suddenly come a time where they announce Cassius Ohno and he comes to the ring and he is very slender and has suits of cards on the back of his tights, they've recast him with Jarek 120.
Yes. Yeah.
He'll look exactly the same.
Almost. Except he's just got to grow a beard. Grow a little longer.
Beard last time I saw him.
It's not a full beard. It's not a Cassius Ohno beard. Let's put it that
Anyway, we'll talk about that next week because we got to go. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, we do.
We still got the...
No, we got to go. We're like going right up to it. Anyway.
Well, whatever, then.
And we also have three minutes of an outro. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This has been the sexiest episode of AfterBuzz TV's NXT After Show. Bill, where can the folks find you on Twitter? What are you working on?
You can find me on all social media. Send out my tele. Check out my Instagram. It's got pictures of cats on it. Uprocks.com, WhispinMiss.com, Uprocks.com/pro-wrestling. If you check out today's episode of McMahon Splaining that we dropped, we have the one and only Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels on the
CD.
Real good conversation.
Well-known Waterworld performer. So
we had a very long conversation about his Waterworld experience and his career. Go there on Wednesdays if you want to try and catch Christopher Daniels.
It's what? Damn it!
Wednesdays.
Most Wednesdays. We can take a field trip. These people don't need to see us.
Anymore. No. We can take an Xbox 1-360 and an NXT field trip.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Thank you. Hey, Hobo.
Yep.
What you doing?
Find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at TrueHobo. This Thursday is Wrestling Pro Wrestling, and you can watch that on the Twitch. We're actually going to be right down the street at the CIA California Institute of Abnormal Arts.
Yeah.
It is abnormal arts. You were wrong.
But
you were wrong.
No,
and Saturday.
But it's still CIA.
Yes.
Not CIA.
Abnormal arts is one word.
Yeah. That's the...
That's why it's CIA.
Yeah.
Yes. Saturday is Championship Wrestling from Arizona. Robert Baines will be there, and he'll be very, very upset, as he generally is.
I'm generally upset. Jamini. And you can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Also, go over to Collider. I was recently featured on their Inner Geekdom Schmodown match for the Fatal 5-Way. It was a lot of fun. Got to do some trivia with some cool people, some of which I knew and just met for the first time. It was a great time. Go over there, check it out. I get to play a fun character over there. I mean, it's all real, just like professional wrestling. You'll find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. Also, make sure to watch today's episode of X-Pac 1-360. We talked about some of the biggest headlines of the week. We love you.
NXTeam.Spreadshirt.com.
Just pick up some sweet gear, like our dumb We Like Ike shirt.
And our new Blurfexa shirt.
Coming soon. That will be taken down immediately, similarly to us being canceled. But we also have a shirt about us being canceled, so go check that out. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.